Hi, Ken Morgan here again, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Public Library. Now, today's movie is the comedy spoof The Court Jester, starring Danny Kaye. Now, this is a favorite movie of many viewers. We've already received a number of, thanks for showing it, even though we haven't shown it yet. And it's deservedly a favorite. It's a very well-produced, very funny story with some of the most challenging, tongue-twisting dialogue you have ever heard. And it also has a great cast, including Glynis Johns, whom kids will remember as Mrs. Banks from the original Mary Poppins, Angela Lansbury, before she moved to Cabot Cove, John Carradine, who we recently saw in Hound of the Baskervilles, and in another great villainous role, Basil Rathbone, who we recently saw twice in his other great role, Sherlock Holmes. And incidentally, while Basil Rathbone used a double for some of his dueling scenes in this movie, this movie did feature his last screen sword fights, and in one of them, there's a really good callback to one of his best sword fights, the duel from The Mark of Zorro. We'll see if we can get a hold of that one. We'll try. And one other casting note. Among the supporting cast, look for Alan Napier, and this is about 10 years before he appeared in his most famous role as Alfred on Batman. I mean, hey, last week we had the Joker in the movie, so why not? Oddly enough, this movie was not a box office success when it was first released, but it's now considered a classic, and was added to the National Film Registry in 2004. And, like I said, it is a good movie. Now, we were going to try and show a movie appropriate for this weekend. It's Independence Day weekend, but the thing is, we couldn't find a patriotic 4th of July movie that was available to show. I mean, you can only go with what's available for free, basically. For us, anyway. But we are offering a couple of appropriate short subjects for the holiday. Now, the first one is Bunker Hill Bunny. That's a Warner Brothers cartoon, with Bugs Bunny, of course. It was directed by Friz Freleng, and it features Yosemite Sam, who, apparently, this one is a Hessian now? Don't ask me. And it has the usual great voice work from Mel Blanc, and the music, the very familiar music of Carl Stalling. Now, the second short is a bit of a change of pace. It's not a cartoon, it's an audio segment. And it's from the comedy album, Stan Freberg Presents the United States of America, Part 1, The Early Years. That's a title. Now, this is Stan's unusual look at the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And it features Stan Freberg, Byron Kane, and June Foray providing the voices. And it's, like I said, it's unusual. It's very funny, though. It's from a very highly regarded comedy album. Now, I can also suggest a few good movies for the holiday you can track down yourself. Well, first, there's 1776, the film adaptation of the Tony-winning musical about the struggle in Congress to declare independence, or not. There's also Johnny Tremaine, the Disney version of the novel by Esther Forbes, about a young man caught up in the start of the American Revolution. And last I knew, over on YouTube, you'll find The Great American Fourth of July and Other Disasters. Now, that's based on the stories of Gene Shepard, the author of A Christmas Story. Now, in this TV movie, Ralphie is in high school, and he has a very eventful Fourth of July. And just a reminder, you can find links to the other movies we've shown previously on our Facebook page. You just scroll down to the announcements, and the links should still be there. And please post your comments or your suggestions on Facebook, or you can email them to us. Now, you'll find our email address on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, I've talked long enough. So, from Warner Brothers in 1950, here's Bunker Hill Bunny. From Capitol Records in 1961, here's The Declaration of Independence. And from Paramount in 1956, InVistaVision, Motion Picture High Fidelity, here's The Court Jester. Hope you like them, and happy birthday, America!